A shepherd in southern Lebanon. It was late summer when he and three other men first walked upon that road yonder. It was evening, and he stopped and stood there at the end of the pasture. I was playing upon my flute, and my flock was grazing all around me. When he stopped, I rose and walked over and stood before him. And he asked me, "Where is the grave of Elijah? Is it not somewhere near this place?" And I answered him, "It is there, sir, underneath that great heap of stones. Even unto this day, every passerby brings a stone and places it upon the heap." And he thanked me and walked away, and his friends walked behind him. And after 3 days, Gamaliel, who was also a shepherd, said to me that the man who had passed by was a prophet in Judea. But I did not believe him. Yet I thought of that man for many a moon. When spring came, Jesus passed once more by this pasture, and this time he was alone. I was not playing on my flute that day, for I had lost a sheep, and I was bereaved, and my heart was downcast within me. And I walked towards him, and stood still before him, for I desired to be comforted. And he looked at me and said, "You do not play upon your flute this day. Whence is the sorrow in your eyes?" And I answered, "A sheep from among my sheep is lost. I have sought her everywhere, but I find her not, and I know not what to do." And he was silent for a moment. Then he smiled upon me and said, "Wait here a while, and I will find your sheep." And he walked away and disappeared among the hills. After an hour he returned, and my sheep was close beside him. And as he stood before me, the sheep looked up into his face, even as I was looking. Then I embraced her in gladness. And he put his hand upon my shoulder and said, "From this day you shall love this sheep more than any other in your flock, for she was lost, and now she is found." And again I embraced my sheep in gladness, and she came close to me, and I was silent. But when I raised my head to thank Jesus, he was already walking afar off, and I had not the courage to follow him.